So Terry, yes. Thanks for climbing into the Buzz Bubble. It was a pleasure to have you, and we're going to just jump in.
Fantastic.
Wave branding, is that a term you guys have coined? And tell me a little bit about what it does and how you use it to grow a brand.
Yeah, sure. So yeah, we created the concept of wave branding, and the whole idea is, you know, we put culture at the center of everything we do. So we're watching what's happening in culture from the smallest little fringe signals to things that have gone mass. Right? And wave branding is the concept of catching those things when they're very first forming and connecting brands to them and then riding the wave. And we believe that for brands to be successful today, you have to create relevance. And to create relevance, you have to be synchronized with what's happening in culture. So the whole idea is if you can capture it early, and then you can ride it until it really it becomes mass, then you have an opportunity to be in the middle of the conversation as opposed to trying to buy your way into the conversation.
Right, right. The most challenging thing for me to get my brain around is the tying into the conversation. So Sure. Tell me about how that happens and how it stays sincere to a brand's voice.
Yeah, so one of the things that we do with every brand when we start is we understand the brand's DNA. And a DNA is, if you think about the values of a brand, which has been done in advertising forever, right?
Right.
We do something similar where we understand what makes that brand tick. But we do it not only from what the brand says, but also from what the consumer says. Okay. And then we look at where those overlaps are. So if this is on one side is what consumers think about the brand, on the other side is what the brand says it stands for. We look at where there's overlap and we try to understand how we can create communications that are authentic with those consumers. And when we see something burst in culture, we do the same thing with what we see in culture. So say you see something about 3D printing on the moon, a random thing.
Okay.
We would go in and we would break it down to its DNA and look at what the DNA overlap is between that cultural asset or that burst and the actual brand.
So I guess is a big part of the process the matching? You can't, you know, just say, oh, 3D printing on the moon, that's a great topic.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we don't have any brands that really align.
Yeah,
so
we have that all the time.
I guess it's finding what is the right conversation to be part of.
Yeah, there's like things that are super popular in culture that your audience, so say I'm targeting millennials, that they are sharing, they're engaging, they're talking about, but it just doesn't have a DNA match. So we look at things on two dimensions. We look at it, how big it is, we call it the energy score, so how much buzz does it have in the here and now, and then we look at how closely aligned it is to the brand DNA. And based on those two dimensions, that's how we determine if it's a good fit for a brand.
Okay.
There are sometimes that this is a game of, because we're moving fast, right? And so there are sometimes where you go a little bit more with the energy and a little less with the DNA, and there are times where you want to make sure it's really close to DNA, and it really depends on what kind of burst it is. You know, if it's something that's really way outside of what the brand usually connects to, it's really hard to be authentic with that.
Sure.
But if they've connected with things like that in the past, it makes it much easier.